It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is Jurassic World Dominion. It finds the Earth 4 years after the end of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, where dinosaurs escaped their confines and populated the Earth. Sometimes the dinosaurs present danger to humans, and sometimes the dinosaurs are in danger of being exploited by humans. Of course, the conservationists in the Jurassic World films, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard, are back, and they find sanctuaries for some of these dinosaurs in their remote mountain cabin. The couple also is hiding a 14-year-old girl played by Isabella Sermon, who was revealed to be a human clone in Fallen Kingdom. If that's not enough, three scientists from the original Jurassic Park trilogy, played by Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum, are all back in Dominion, and they expose a megalomaniac played by Campbell Scott for unleashing giant locusts to destroy the world's crops so his agribio company can control the global food supply. Eventually, the cast from the original trilogy and the reboot trilogy cross paths, but not nearly soon enough. As cool as the dinosaur effects are, Jurassic World Dominion is basically more of what we've seen before. The novelty of the franchise started to lose its steam in Fallen Kingdom, and by bringing the original cast back from the original Jurassic Park films really doesn't help a lot. I think younger viewers will really be taken by the awesome visuals in this film, but for those who have been watching it since the original trilogy, Dominion feels dull and pointless. Add in a 2-hour and 26-minute runtime, and the film feels way too overlong. Maybe if they would have cut down on one of the two major subplots, the film would have been much better. Jurassic World Dominion is new in theaters.
Okay. Well, and I was thinking this as you were saying it. If the dinosaurs look fantastic, and I was a kid, and I have never, I'm a new kid, I've never seen Jurassic Park, I would still be going, oh my God, because it was crazy.
That's the dilemma here, because look, I don't want to be negative Nancy to people, right?
Yeah, you know, I know.
I don't want to discourage parents from seeing.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. I don't want to discourage presents. You know, if your child wants to see the movie, take them to the movie by all means. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the tough part. I mean, I'm being that pesky critic, and you know, I'm looking at it from that point of view. But certainly, you're right. I mean, it is a spectacle to behold, especially if you're a young kid. So, yes, I mean, you're going to get that. I would also say, though, that it could be pretty frightening for a young kid. And that actually goes back to what Steven Spielberg did in 1993 with the original Jurassic Park films. I mean, this isn't anything new. Parents who, you know, are familiar with the franchise will certainly know that going in. But, you know, for us pesky critics, you know, who have seen six of these Jurassic Park films now, you know, it gets to a point where that novelty, that wow factor kind of just levels off. And you want to see something different from it. You don't want to see really the same old story of the dastardly villain trying to get these, you know, these creatures for their own use or nefarious purposes or whatever. I do like the angle of the storyline with Sam Neill, Laura Dern, and Jeff Goldblum. To me, it's more interesting because what this Campbell Scott character does, this megalomaniac, is he breeds these giant locusts that attacks all plant life that haven't been planted by this company, you know, that don't contain the seeds from this particular company. So effectively what this guy is trying to do is kill off all plant life except for the stuff planted by him.
Oh my God. Dummy.
To control the world's, you know, how much money do you need? But to control the world's food supply. So I do like that plot. The plot by the main characters, you know, Chris Pratt, Bryce Dallas Howard, you know, they're guarding this 14-year-old girl who's a clone.
Okay.
She's a very good young actor, Isabella Sermon. That storyline just seems to kind of drag and it certainly comes together and it merges with the storyline of Laura Dern and Sam Neill and Jeff Goldblum. But again, you know, when you have a 2.5 hour film practically.
Ooh.
You know, it's like, okay, I don't want to play Mr. Filmmaker here. I'm not close to having the discipline or the smarts of a director, but you hope, as a critic anyway, to nip and tuck things in places and make this thing shorter, because I don't mind long movies as long as there is a point to them. Mm-hmm. If they're doing it to basically throw more and more and more dinosaurs at us, again, like I say, I've seen that already.
Yeah.
You know, the novelty's worn off a long time ago. The dinosaurs, quite honestly, I thought were impressive in 93.
So yeah,
you can imagine
I did too.
How good they are now. Yeah.
So do they introduce any new dinosaurs that we haven't seen before?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, the dinosaur names that I can't pronounce at end in Saurus or whatever.
But they are like ones.
Some Dinosaurus or Rex or whatever.
Yeah, but it is something that's actually something that has, you know, I like the crossover. Like these are things that we actually have discovered and we have the skeletons and then they bring them to life. So they're not making one up, right? You're not like,
well, that's a good question. I'm not a paleontologist, but I would imagine maybe they take some liberties. Maybe they don't.
Okay.
You know, what they probably are doing are, you know, they're mishmashing dinosaur breeds together to make a cool looking dinosaur and therefore a cool toy to buy.
Oh my God.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And of course, bigger and badder than anything that we've seen before, but.
Hmm. You know, I was always so scared of dinosaurs when I was a kid. I mean, just in my dreams. And I think it must have been from Land of the Lost, because it's really the only, well, maybe Godzilla.
Kind of funny. Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that, because I did watch that show. Remember the Slee Stacks?
Yes.
Yeah, those
and
are cool characters.
I would think sometimes, I'm like, I'm sure I live in this wooded area. There's probably a great big dinosaur egg that's going to hatch one day. And what am I going to do? I remember being so worried about it as a kid.
Well, I tell you what, Kelly, if you find one of those big dinosaur eggs now, you better keep it and bring it and cash in.
Exactly.
Maybe get some clone DNA and clone the thing or something.
Clone it.
No. Look, there are certainly parts of this movie I like. I mean, I think chief among them is probably Jeff Goldblum, who I do admit, I think he was oversold in the last picture. He was in that one, but just for about 5 minutes. And even for Jeff Goldblum, who is a very entertaining actor. Mm-hmm. I mean, even his commercials are just top notch, over the top, hilarious. It's great stuff. That was boring. But here they allow him to be the funny, eccentric, goofy actor that
Good.
He can be. And to me, he's the funniest part. And he's in it a decent amount.
Okay.
See, this is the thing. When you got the Dallas Howard and the Chris Pratt storyline going on. I mean, you got that going on for a solid block of time and you're not going back and forth. So it's like, okay, it seems like these need to connect more. These plots need to intertwine more.
Okay.
And they don't. So you go long stretches without Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
I want Jeff Goldblum heading up the cast because he's so darn funny.
Yeah.
You know?
And when
but
I
you
think
don't necessarily
Jurassic Park,
get that all the time.
I get excited going, is Jeff Goldblum going to be in it? I want to know. And then when you see him, you're like, Jeff. He just screams
funny.
Jurassic
and of course,
Park.
Didn't he do that scene in the original where he had the open shirt and he paused like he was in a Playgirl magazine or something?
I think so.
At least it's a famous meme out there or something. But pretty funny stuff when you got him in the picture. And, you know, look, I mean, I like Sam Neill and I like Laura Dern. One interesting thing, and if you haven't seen Top Gun Maverick yet, Kelly.
I have not.
All right. I won't be talking with you next week if you don't do it.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
No, I'm kidding. But no, seriously, what you get here, what you get with that film that you don't get here is that, okay, after 36 years, it's like there's a wow factor still with seeing Tom Cruise as Maverick and seeing Val Kilmer as Iceman. There's still that wow factor. And I certainly did not get that with the return of these iconic characters from that original Jurassic Park.
Oh,
you know,
shucks.
I mean, the Sam Neill, the Laura Dern, Goldblum. Yeah. I mean, but again, you know what to expect from him and all that, but it's like, you know, there wasn't that sort of, wow, this is really something special here that they're back.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like, okay, they really needed to add them to spice up the franchise
Mm.
Like I say, I will say that their contributions to the film were better than Bryce and Chris. And that's not to knock Bryce and Chris. I mean, they're great actors too, but they just were given more boring stuff to work with, I think.
Sure, that happens. And that's the part about it. It's like, oh, I got to be in these movies because I'm part of it. But if they don't write the good script, what do you do with the words? I'm sure they're frustrated with that. Yeah.
They still cash the check, though, don't they?
They still cash the check. And they're like, if this is what you're giving me, okay, I'll do the best I can. I'm sure they get kind of crabby with that kind of stuff. But
yeah, that, you know, when they come out with it, it's like, oh, it was great. I love it. Blah, 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 blah. And then years down the line, they will kind of part with their feelings. And we see it all the time.
Right.
You see it all. I had a funny conversation once with, I won't name the actor, but I interviewed him for a film over 20 years ago. And then 20 years after that, I interviewed him and he said, what the hell was that movie about?
Oh my God.
Know, he was coming clean about it. You know, at the time, you're acting all enthusiastic and stuff. And then eventually they let known what their feelings really are.
Right. After 20 years, I guess it's safe.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
I guess we got about 45
seconds.
The
check is cleared after 20
right.
years.
Nothing to worry about there. All right. We just got a few seconds left here. DirectConversations.com is where you can learn more, listen to great interviews that Tim has with people. Anything you want to leave us with before you go today?
No, you know, there are a couple video games out recently, Evil Dead the Game and The Quarry, and I've interviewed folks from those games.
Fun.
You can find on my website. Ted Raimi from The Quarry, which is out today. Dana DiLorenzo and Bruce Campbell from The Evil Dead the Game, which is out. That's been out a couple weeks ago, but those interviews are posting on Looper.com, and of course, I will share the links on DirectConversations.com.